On Friday night, the stadium at Elkhart Central High School was packed with spectators for the final football game between the city's rival football teams. Next year, the high schools will merge. For those who remember, the merger is really going back to the way things were nearly 50 years ago. Memorial Assistant Athletic Director Phyllis Tubbs.
After 48 years of being Elkhart Memorial, as we move back to Elkhart, you know, I was at Elkhart High School when we made the split, and I've been at Memorial since we've opened. And so for me, it's not just this football game, but it's the closing of, I guess, a tradition at Memorial.
Trina and Reggie Harris are house divided. He graduated from Central. She graduated from Memorial. They were at the game on Friday. It was their first time coming to the rivalry game. Trina Harris says they came to witness history.
It's a little nostalgic, really, because my parents went to the old high school when it was just one high school here, and my brothers actually went to Central, and I went to Memorial. So, you know, it's a little nostalgic. Hopefully it's a good thing that we're all merging. I guess that's to come. We'll see.
Reggie Harris says he's looking forward to how the combined teams will do in the future.
But I do think that this will make Elkhart more competitive as far as competing with
high school with
Penn and some of the other schools. But unfortunately, that means less people will get to play. I think that's the downside to the whole thing.
Memorial Athletic Director Jackie Rose says there actually won't be that many students left out.
I'm very excited about the opportunity we're going to have to strive for greatness in athletics. And, you know, both Memorial and Central have a lot of programs that aren't full. You know, we're canceling freshman seasons and, you know, not filling JV teams.
Central Assistant Band Director Dan Burton says bringing together the teams will really rally the supporters.
You know, the community, there's been such this fun rivalry every year, so that's been exciting. But I think it'll be good. We have both teams together, and we have both fan bases really supporting Elkhart. I think that'll be really super exciting.
But not everyone has been behind the merger. Assistant Athletic Director Phyllis Tubbs says it was like that when they split the schools, too.
When we were in the process of splitting, not everybody, but there was a great segment that they didn't want to split, and it really divided the community.
Tubbs says it took a generation, Memorial and Central graduates sending their kids to Memorial and Central, before the town really got behind the split. She says the key this time is to focus on the change in academics.
I think the community of Elkhart will understand that what we're doing is really academics to prepare our students because of the way the new academic setup with the pathways and the hubs that we're calling them. Our students are going to leave high school far better prepared.
As for sports, the Mangy Lion rivalry game is really just the first of many lasts as the schools get closer to merging. Memorial AD Jackie Roast.
This is the first of the last rivalry games. Every sport will have a last. You know, it's just the first one. Kicks off the year with football. This is a special game. I mean, you can see from the crowd.
The crowd was loud and proud as the Blazers faced the Chargers for the last time. The game was close in the beginning, with Central up by just one touchdown at the half.
Memorial Crimson Chargers 7, the Elkhart Central Blue Blazers 7.
The Chargers couldn't make that up. They put 7 points on the board in the second half, but Central put up 20. Final score 41-21.
As time runs out, the final score, Central.
Central coach Josh Shattuck told his team he'd been protecting them from the pressure of history all week, but
I'm going to tell you something right now. You just made everyone who has wore that jersey as proud as you could freaking imagine.
Let's go!
The Mangy Lion will stay with Elkhart Central, and the new team, merged as one, will carry its name forward. Next year, the teams will take the field on the same side as the Elkhart High School Lions. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.